Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode is sponsored by NatureBox, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks right to your door. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast to get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, this has been an amazing beginning to the final 16. The Greeks are sustaining possession in their own half and using long diagonal passes.
This is probably the most exciting attack since the Trojan horse on Sparta.
The teams are still cancelling out each other, but Greece is showing a surprisingly adventurous spirit going forward, Oscar.
Este gol podrá ayudar a la economía del país.
The man is right.
Greece fullback Cholevas found Salapagidis with a cross to the back post. Salapagidis met the cross with a volleyed shot, but Navas made an outstanding kick save with his trailing leg.
This is really one of the first times I've been able to pull this since he removed all that body hair.
He seems to be playing better, Oscar.
Este tipo puede salvar el juego.
I agree.
Perhaps the magnitude of the game is making players, most of whom have never reached this stage of a major international tournament, nervous. To a fault, wouldn't you say so, Rob?
I don't know. I'd say he's as important to the Greek team as feta is to a salad.
The 2014 World Cup has produced some memorable games and unforgettable moments so far, but there were none in the first half of this contest, aside from, of course, Navas's save on Salpagidis, Oscar.
Mi papá y mi mamá se quieren mucho.
Right.
Costa Rica has exploited an opening in Greece's defences. Bolaños passes to Ruiz at the top of the penalty area, and the Costa Rica captain... Ah, he missed it. I'm terribly sorry.
You know, this happens in the game, and he really hasn't been himself since he stopped suffering from stigmata.
It looks to me like the ball hit the hand of Greek defender Torosidis. Oh, the referee missed that one. Costa Rica should have been awarded a penalty kick, Oscar.
Con la ayuda de Dios y la Virgen de Guadalupe, podrán ganar este juego.
Right.
The Costa Rican defender caught Chalevis' foot with a misplaced tackle. Seems that that's happened more often than not, Rob.
You know, at this point, though, we really should take a moment in the downtime to really credit the field and the greenskeepers. Did you see how fast they got that foot off the field?
Oh, no, Rob. It seems that the defender has caught Chalevis' foot with a misplaced tackle. It's Duarte's second yellow card, and Costa Rica is now down to 10 players.
This could not go well unless, of course, they start praying to the blood of the non-believer.
Rob, I see that the... Are those greenskeepers who seem to be coming out on the pitch at this moment?
Right now, these are a specialty division of the greenskeepers responsible for removing the blood from the field.
Have they found the foot?
The foot is gone.
Oscar, these people are serious. They mean business.
Mis perros están muertos.
Agreed.
Greek makes another change, bringing in Theofanis Gekas for Salpagidis. Greece is now playing with three out strikers against 10-man Costa Rica.
You know, this is really sort of a new era for soccer. That's the first robot player ever.
Oh, now Manolis is cautioned for a foul from behind on Campbell. Oscar.
Las manzanas están creciendo bien.
True.
Costa Rica is making another substitution. It seems here they're replacing Gamboa with another defender. Oh, it's Johnny Acosta. Johnny Acosta has come into the game. It's Johnny Acosta.
He's probably one of America's most favorite combination soccer players and shipping heirs.
Rob, I have to ask you, are Johnny Acosta known not only for his play on the pitch, but also his extracurricular activities?
He invented the post-it note.
Oscar, it looks like this could be the turning point for the Costa Rican team.
Los ticos tienen que ganar este juego.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, now Samaras has floated a free kick from midfield onto the Costa Rica penalty area. Gekas collected the second ball and shot. Oh, Navas has saved it, and the rebound fell to Sokratis, who gratefully struck it into the goal next to Vaginitis.
You know, this is really uncalled, unheard of. This hasn't happened since 89. That's not a soccer ball they're playing with. It's the head of a mannequin.
Oh, my God, it is. It is the head of a mannequin. Oscar, I don't think I've ever seen them actually kicking the head of a mannequin around the pitch.
¿Quién quiere café con leche?
How can Costa Rica recover from this mannequin's head?
I just see that it looks like Costa Rica is substituting a player. They're bringing in the rest of the mannequin.
Well, that's it. The regular time is over. This crowd has gone wild. We are now going to go to the playoff period. The playoff period. Can you explain to me what the playoff period is, Rob Spiewak?
Yes, the playoff period only happens once a month and it lasts for about 3 days.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's just find a hotel. I'll call my parents. They'll wire us some money. We can fly home and forget this entire vacation ever happened.
Honey, just relax, okay? I told you I'm not angry anymore. I'm in complete control. I'm sure they're not repairing every ride at the same time. I think they owe us a little explanation. I think they owe us a little fun, okay? Whatever happens, just trust me. Will you just trust me? Huh, kids?
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
What is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Grizzle?
We're here for public amusement relations. Or this is a summer inspection to a personal matter.
Ah. Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie. How's this?
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fat ass. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay? Okay. We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're not really violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks.
Today we salute a member of the KCJJ chat room. Hello, Hallway Hot Dog.
Hey, it's Hallway Hot Dog. Is that like a mascot?
Yeah, well, no. It's just his name.
Oh,
in
it's
the
his
chat
handle.
Room. It's yeah,
his
it's handle, man. Yeah.
Hallway Hot Dog.
Hot Dog.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it. They know it.
They do.
They love it. Just because you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight doesn't mean you're not going to get hungry. And incidentally, June is always a good time to talk about those New Year's resolutions. Because, you know, some people just forget and they try.
Yes.
And then, you know, all of a sudden it's midsummer and we're talking in this commercial about New Year's resolutions.
Well, Mike, it's Taiwanese
That's what
New Year.
We call the well-oiled machine.
Taiwanese New Year.
Yes, the spots. But you can still snack smart. Just think NatureBox. NatureBox is a subscription service that has great-tasting, healthy snacks sent right to your door on a monthly basis. It's delicious stuff. Oscar, when we first got our samples of NatureBox food, Oscar pilfered all of them.
He ran it with his hands over his head, screaming
well
down the road.
Well worth the pilfering, well worth the dollars.
It's delicious stuff, all designed to leave you feeling full and healthy. Plus, nothing at NatureBox has any trans fats, any high fructose corn syrup, like we ate about 10 minutes ago.
I don't remember eating that.
And there's nothing artificial. Wholesome ingredients, nutritionist approved. Check it out now at naturebox.com. And NatureBox ships everywhere with free shipping in the continental United States. NatureBox has something for everyone. The five-bag deluxe snacker at $19.95. The happy snacker, that's $29.95. Or the smart snacker, $20 for $49.95. Each bag has multiple servings. So that's confusing. When you hear that, it sounds like you're getting 20 bags.
No,
you're getting multiple bags, and each one lets you choose the snacks or let NatureBox surprise you. Right now, try your first order of NatureBox at 50% off using promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS, or click the Snacks Delivered tab at our website. Get a handle on your health and your hunger. Go to naturebox.com, promo code TMOS. Well, here we are in the great state of Maine, the Pine Tree State vacation land. We are all here. Everybody made it in safe and sound. I'm talking about Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, all of us in the bosom of my family home in the great state of Maine.
Now, what is this room? Is this the library?
Well, since you brought it up, Rob, if my sound effect machine is working, we are in officially, I believe right now, the Eagle Room. We are in, we are in the Eagle Room as a tribute to the bald eagle that is made residence, and you guys know this for a fact, right above our, all right, turn that, all right, that's already annoyed me.
Terrifying.
What's terrifying is yesterday from the water when we approached the house and we looked up and there was Baldy McBalderson, the gigantic bald eagle sitting perched at the very top of a pine tree next to the house.
What's great is apparently a couple of years ago, your family had taken off the pine tree because it had gotten too tall. It was unsafe. Right. You had called a tree surgeon.
Tree surgeon. Yes, sir. Where's Frankie? he's gone. Yes,
so the top of the tree is sort of flattened just a little bit. It doesn't have a...
Like a flagpole.
Yeah, and up top, there's I'm not good at guessing size, but I'm guessing a 700-pound bald eagle.
We take you outside now. This is not the World Cup, but we take you outside. And Frankie is going for his morning walk, and
he's gone. Anyway, there are.
Can you imagine the size of those talons?
Oh my God! It really. I was in a zoo or an animal preserve.
Morning zoo.
The morning zoo. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
You can see the bird on top of the tree.
I am a professionally licensed eagle handler. This eagle should not be touched by novices. It's a joke, and we are going to be joking about it
until
it really happens.
Oh, no.
And now Carla's making jokes about it.
Yeah, she's turned.
And I think Carla's...
Because she used to be horrified by it.
I think she's making jokes about it because she is... she's that afraid of it.
Mm. Really?
She truly is a little concerned about it. Now, the bottom line is Frankie is a 4-pound dog, and there is a carcass... underneath that pine tree. And incidentally, what kind of naturalists are all of we? We sit there and stare. Everybody has looked at this carcass.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has examined. It's really not a carcass. It's a skeleton.
Yes.
So it was somewhere over the winter this probably happened.
Have all of your relatives accounted for?
No one can identify what creature is dead at the bottom of this tree, this skeleton of creature.
I saw it and I said, it's a cycle of life. What are you going to do?
Do you have any idea, Robert the intern, do you have any idea what it is?
I would guess rabbit.
You think it's a rabbit?
I think it
because
is.
For the
rabbit.
Listener, if you look at it, it looks like every ounce of meat has been picked off its bones.
Every single ounce of meat has been picked off its
bones. And it was delicious.
It was so good.
But I agree with him. I said yesterday I thought it was something that had a lot of speed because it's a really big back leg with a nice jointed leg bone there.
Well,
am I getting too technical?
Leg bone.
Let me begin at the beginning. You two flew up here. And,
glorious.
I continued my journey of, I haven't even counted the miles. If somebody could figure out the miles between Fort Myers, Florida, and this area of Maine, down east Maine,
right.
I will tell you that it's stunning to me that I didn't think it out better before. I was fine, really. On the drive up from Fort Myers, Florida to the D.C. area where we did the week of shows in D.C.
Right.
And you guys were very nice to do the show for me on Friday because you're flying and I'm driving and I needed the extra time to get up here.
And Mike, it's time to tell you that really the glamour is back in air travel.
Oh.
It's wonderful.
I bet it's
very,
terrific.
Very nice. Yeah.
Fantabulous.
So I listened to you guys on Friday and you were talking about me after I got off the line because you both picked up on my mood.
Yeah.
And what's weird about it is I listened and I don't listen a lot. And when I hear it, I was trying to listen to it as an impartial observer. Mm. And I'm hearing it, and I said, if I'm a person that doesn't know me, I don't know. You know, I was the one experiencing the mood. So I knew how dark a mood I was in.
Yes.
What probably surprised me the most was how you two... know me so well that you picked up on how dark, what a dark place I was in when I talked to you. It was horrible. The whole day was horrible. This is Friday traveling, and this, I will tell you, my wife had to have an intervention with me at the end of the day. She had to step me aside, put me aside and go, you have no idea how horrible you're being. Because I was being that bad. I was being so, I don't know where to say. It starts with what I told you about when we ventured out after the meet and greet on Thursday, the book signing on Thursday. And we ventured out, and at the split of the Beltway and 95 North, I don't know how. I'll never figure out how I avoided a multi-car pileup. I don't know how it happened. My daughter said that there was an 18-wheeler on the right that I missed by inches. Mm-hmm. The van that we were looking at had stopped in the left-hand lane. Cars were fishtailing. Well, I felt the trailer with the boat on it begin to fishtail a little bit. I thought I was going to jackknife, and I took my foot off the brake, and then I turned, and I missed the car in front of me by inches. And I thought, even if I missed him by inches, the boat's not going to miss him.
You're a train at this point.
And how nothing got scraped or even dinged is astonishing. That's how it started. That was my very first part of my trip.
Was 1,730 miles from Fort Myers to here. And,
why would you do that
and
to
Mike,
yourself?
It's according to the MapQuest, it's a 28-hour drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
28 Thank you.
Hours.
Thanks so much.
I'll
Appreciate
say this.
It.
I think I disregarded the danger that you had put yourself in to bring up the boat.
Right.
Because when I jumped in the boat to go put the boat in the water, we'll get that to the a little later in the show. I looked in back of you and I said, there's no effing way I could do this.
No, you can't see
you
anything.
You can't. It's not even like, oh, you know, maybe if I put those little bubbles on the corner of my mirrors.
Oh, the fisheye.
The fisheye will help me out a little. No, those wouldn't help. Mike has zero visibility.
Well, to be honest with you, a modification probably wouldn't have been a bad idea to actually have side view mirrors where I could see around.
Yeah, but it would mess
up. Because that comes into play a little bit later with my next death-defying.
The streamlining of your vehicle would be messed up. You junk it up with all those mirrors.
I know. Yeah. It's just, I have this.
Because it
I
is
have a sporty, sleek little SUV.
He likes to trail a boat by day and hit the town by night. The elegant lifestyle of radio's Mike O'Mara.
I've tested this little SUV. I've maxed out its potential, and I want to thank it for being there for me the whole trip. It did a magnificent job.
When you were backing it into the slip to launch the boat yesterday, I've never heard a car go.
Backing it down into the water, actually, yeah. Not the slip. But, you know, that's when the car was going.
It was cranky.
Literally talking.
Hope there's no recalls we didn't have to get to.
Please don't.
Bad idea.
I don't launch on a tarmac. I don't launch on pavement. I launch on the beach.
Yeah.
I literally launch on a steep rock beach here in Maine. And when I first started backing the boat down the hill, that is when the SUV and everything began to slide.
Well, the gravel served as so many ball bearings, and it actually allowed everything to move. When I said, Oxer, you can bring it back now, and you said, I'm bringing it back. Safety brake is on, but I'm coming back.
We'll get
sliding.
To that because we were a wonderful team, not just on the radio, but we're a wonderful team getting things done around here. I will tell you, though, getting back to the trip, Friday, we made it back to some motel on the Jersey Turnpike. I don't even know what time we were in. And the second thing that I had done was probably partially my fault. Well, I'll ask you guys this. This is a legitimate question about when I saw they have these signs that alert you as to everybody's seen these that does any commuting. They have little LED signs that tell you delays ahead 1.5 miles. And mm-hmm. The last one of those that I saw was on the Jersey Turnpike. I said, okay, that's it. It's right around midnight. I'm going to pull off now. Got the family. We'll have enough time to get a little downtime before the little
time
guy gets
up. Time to set up the tent.
And this is the Jersey Turnpike. And I pull off because I see a sign for motels.
Uh-huh.
And I did it quickly. I don't think I did it suddenly because you can't do it suddenly. It's not like you can cut through a lane across. But I did it quickly, and I probably wasn't checking my side view when I did it
because
it was late
fault.
At night. And but hold on a second. My question is this.
Judge and jury have spoken, Mike.
Well, we've seen him drive.
I keep my eyes shut when he drives.
Quickly for my case. You know what? I'm going to bed.
Judge Scalia, can I just finish the presentation before you pronounce me guilty?
Oh,
thank you.
Yes, Oscar, the presentation.
His body of work. Please.
What I did was I put my signal on, and I go over one lane and then got off the exit. When I was in that right lane, as soon as I did that, I see just white light in back of me.
Oh,
white
no.
light like somebody. And then I hear... And what it was at night, and sometimes during the day too, but mostly at night, the 18-wheelers get in the far right-hand lane, and they go 85, 90 miles an hour. And I think what I had done was I had turned into that lane, and the guy came by me. So my question is, yes, I am probably at fault for not checking my side view enough. He wasn't that close because, I mean, he passed me on the highway. My question is, is it my fault when a guy is going that fast in an 18-wheeler in the right hand?
It is not your fault because driving is, by definition, defensive when it's done right. he should have allowed that if someone was making that switch. If he's exceeding the speed limit by 30 miles an hour,
easily,
he has to allow
probably, but the insurance company, if they would have gotten plowed into, the insurance company would have said he had the right of way.
Sure. But, you know, but you know, that's
does
not
he have the
right
of way if he's passing me in the right lane? When
you
it
can
says,
pass somebody on the right lane, but it's not illegal.
Wait, well, you're shaking your head.
I know in Virginia that it's.
Now, how about you project for once?
Speak up, son.
I know in Virginia it is illegal to pass on the right side. It's rarely enforced, though. But the letter of the law.
You know what? Less of him, more of us.
Thank you, sir.
So, poor man. What's it feel like to be in this room, this intimate with everybody? It's you. It's all you. You're here now.
I am.
Yeah, and it's you're Robert.
This is
great.
This is our intern, Robert. And
Robert, letter of the law of Ford.
Robert Ford, the mayor. We still haven't settled on Rob with 1B. That's who he is. He's the guy that hauled up a lot of our studio equipment from Virginia. Good. So we're grateful to have him here. And he's been enduring our abuse. And what is your, you know, what's your impression of the experience being, you know, this intimate with your favorite podcasters?
It's been fantastic. It really has been.
You've had a good time?
Definitely.
I know we haven't abused the privilege. Like when we said, the girls want to use your car. Where are the keys?
I will describe him as helpful.
Yes.
He has been pleasant.
Oh, very pleasant.
It's early, though.
It's early.
There's a lot of praise coming.
I have blueberry on my finger.
Oh, God. Don't the ladies wish this
for after the show?
Was being streamed.
There we go.
As Mike sucks on his finger. It's like he's going to a rave.
Well, you know, I have this on my finger. I was just feeding the baby.
Hey,
why
don't you have Rob get it off for you?
That's nasty. That is nasty.
He would.
He would. He might not come Thursday or Friday, but today he is still in the mode where he'll take blueberries off your fingers.
So let me wrap up the road trip up here, because I get off the highway. We get a fabulous motel owner. We get a guy that's terrific, and we settle down for the night. Everything is great. Get up at the crack of dawn the next day, and we're going to venture out. I'm like, okay, we're going to get I'm all about early starts. We're using the baby waking us up at 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the morning as our advantage alarm clock. We can hit the road.
Better than any iPhone.
And so we hit the road, and everything is just about fine until, I don't know what I was thinking, but I could have gone around New York City, and it's the middle of the rush hour, 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. And I chose to go over the George Washington Bridge, which is about as stupid as anyone could ever. I don't know.
Really? I know that you've been regretting it. And this has been top of mind for you since you arrived at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
Right.
There had to have been something, some tilting point that made you say this is a good idea. Why did you do it?
I'm sober. I'm clear-headed.
I know.
I got a reasonable night's sleep and a comfortable night's sleep. I have my wits about me. All I can chalk it up to is stupidity. I had the option. And the option is this. If you're taking, and this is a little tip for our listeners that might be going northeast this summertime, you have an option going off the New Jersey Turnpike. You don't have to stay on that super slab 95. If you're going up into New England, into Connecticut, into Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, you have the option called the Garden State Parkway.
Yes, it's a beautiful road.
The Garden State Parkway, if you are going at rush hour in the afternoon on a Friday, you're going to get log jammed up there because everybody's going home. But if you're going against traffic, which I would have been at 8:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, it would have been a cakewalk. It would have taken me around the city of New York, and I would have hopped back on my route at the Tappan Zee Bridge. A lot of people
I've
have heard of that.
Sure.
You've been over that bridge.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. The Tappan Zee Bridge, it would have been. Now, who knows? It could have been an accident. Could have been a log jam there. But no, I said, it seems actually quite manageable at this early hour. I'm going to go over the George Washington Bridge.
In theory, all things equal, the George Washington Bridge more direct and faster.
More direct and faster. And I'm listening to our friends at WINS, the New York City news station, which I'm a huge fan of.
I've
always loved that station. They are it's almost like they get a prime directive at WINS where they say to their anchor people and their traffic reporters and their sports guys, just be as cool as you can.
Yeah.
And they've gotten more cool as the year. I listen. It's always been efficient where it's like 1010 WINS in 10 minutes, we give you the world. And they do their whole thing. Nice. Now it's more like 1010 WINS, taking a look out of the George Washington Bridge right now. We're going to go to Penny Starbuckle. Penny Starbuckle's here. On the bridge right now, 12-minute delays, looking right down, and WINS over here. Okay, back to sports, and the New York Yankees having a tough time, and we're going to go to a sports reporter, Ken Kennedy. Ken, what do you think about that? Well, the Yankees not doing what they need to do. We're just 1010 WINS, and I listen to it, and I go, this is radio, baby.
At any point did Penny Starbuckle talk about a jackass with trailing a boat on the Washington Bridge?
1010 News, 1010 News on the George Washington Bridge. Some a-hole, some complete and total fat ass has taken a 23-foot boat, and he is bouncing it along the rubble infrastructure of the George Washington Bridge. Looks like at 1010 News, this guy is not going to make it. He seems to be having some sort of altercation within the car. That's right. His wife and his daughter, they have just awoken, and he is now explaining to them how horrible it is. Oh, and that's right. Wait, hold on. This just came in. Yes, by doing that, he is indeed making the situation far worse than it was when it began. Making a terrible situation into a catastrophic situation.
You know what would help you, though, during that the travel? You have to
during the moments of stress?
Yeah, you have to figure out how to, and I don't blame you. Carla's probably getting some sleep because she's taking care of little Michael.
Yeah,
right?
And she catches the sleep when she can get it.
Though, you have to talk to, and Elizabeth is a 10, right? Of your daughter, she's great.
You son of a bitch.
You have to tell her that you need somebody to stay up with you to help you maneuver when you're driving.
Or maybe the phrase you're looking for, talk him down.
No, not talk him down, but just say, you're clear here, you're clear there.
Well, what it
you
was...
You need a co-pilot is what
look,
you need.
Here's the
God
thing.
God is his co-pilot.
God left a long time ago. Yeah,
God's too nervous to speak up.
After Route 95 North and after the guy at the exit in the 18-wheeler, there were no more near crashes.
Okay.
There weren't. It didn't happen after that. So all I was dealing with, though, was I remember this in a car, and it's just open enough. It's not bumper to bumper. And it's just free enough where we think we have people in Washington, D.C. that drive like a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
These are the veterans up here. This is New York City.
They invented a-hole driving, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so ridiculous. And I'm bouncing and they're asleep and I'm terrified. It comes completely from fear. It's fear-based. I just don't feel that, I was in with my grandfather when I was like a really, really young kid.
Right.
And his car broke down on the highway in downtown Hartford at rush hour. And I remember the people beeping at us.
Oh.
And I think that anxiety has been with me my entire
life.
It'll
stay with you.
And I just was, I actually, you want to talk about white knuckles? It was white knuckles because I got this. Look, you compare this to a box truck. You compare this to a camper.
Right.
It's not that big a deal. But with me and my little SUV, it is a big deal.
And you're totally unaccustomed. One more question.
Yes.
And I know this might be an embarrassing answer, so please be honest. Did part of you think that if you were able to pull it off, it would be cool to say, I took the boat on the Washington Bridge?
No, absolutely.
Not a factor. Not
no,
a factor.
I've been doing this, Rob, since I was in my teens.
Okay.
I've been taking this route down. I had a couple of easy crossings on the GW Bridge, which in a car,
right.
Where, because I've been doing this, especially from Washington, D.C. This was just, every part of me should have known this was a big mistake.
Mm.
And the last time I trailed a boat from Virginia, I did it over that Pennsylvania area. I went up through Pennsylvania, and that sucked too, because that's the state that is never not under repair.
Right. Nah.
It's under construction.
And also more hills, right?
Yeah. It's hilly, but here it is. At the end of the day, there were no, from that point forward, that night at the motel pulling off, Friday really was, it was scary, but there weren't any real near misses. It just was me being terrified, and I woke up. The girls woke up, and when they did, I was a total—a tampon. And you guys got
basket
the call.
Case.
You got the call at about what 11 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
You called me
roughly, yeah.
And you heard me. I will come back when we come back.
You did a great job fooling everybody, Mike.
I will say there were
almost
no
everybody
near crashes, but I will tell you that I made one of the biggest mistakes I've ever made because I just don't know what I'm doing. So we'll come back and talk about that on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got a great idea, Joe. You're familiar with the Omericast?
Yes, it's the Marcus Serta show where he plays highlights from all the more network shows.
Well, I want our show, the Rob and Joe Show, to be an Omericast highlight show.
So you want a show that plays highlights of a highlight show?
Highlights from a highlight show. Genius.
That's the worst idea you've ever had.
Well, thank you. Here's every week at robandjoeshow.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Oscar wins. Oscar wins. He was the first one to do the multitasking gesture in the Pine Tree State.
Welcome back to the Michael Maris Show. This segment brought to you by our Amazon page. We love Amazon.
The best.
And you love Amazon as well. Summertime, it seems we are loading up on so many different supplies, and it seems like this is the time of year to do it. If you've never checked out Amazon and you want to do it, first of all, let me tell you about it. You're going to get amazing deals. And secondly, if you go through the Mike O'Mara Show page when you go to Amazon, we get a little credit for it, and it actually monetizes the Mike O'Mara Show. So if you're a fan that wants to help out and you need anything that you want online, go to Amazon and do it through MikeOMaraShow.com.
How great was it on Friday when I went to the Mike O'Mara Show P.O. Box, and from Amazon, your Orlocks were there.
The Orlocks!
We needed Orlocks for the dinghy, and that's what we had. Brought them, put them in my pocket, brought them to me.
Anything and everything.
So
always.
Check it out. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, or just go to our homepage and click on the Amazon icon. It's the best way to save money and support this show. Remember to bookmark it, Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com, and we thank you. So, I got through the George Washington Bridge, and one of the things I wanted to do was, at that point, I said, I'd like to have a little more stress-free driving.
Yeah.
Please get me off of any road with a 9 in front of it.
Sure,
I don't want to be there anymore.
You picked the wrong time to stop drinking.
It was, yeah. Let me tell you, if I could have pulled off the side of the road and gotten a bottle of Irish whiskey without ice, I would have done it at that point.
He is a man with a flask.
I get through the GW Bridge, and then I think what it was on the nav, it said, new traffic route, will you accept? And I never do, because the nav in my car has traffic sensor or whatever, and it says new traffic. It doesn't say it. You just see the sign that comes on and says, new traffic pattern, would you like to accept? And I'm like, no. And this time
I'll make
I finally
it talk
said,
like Hal.
This is why I'll never use it again.
New traffic pattern.
New traffic pattern, Mike. You have traffic up ahead. Would you like to be rerouted? I will reroute you, Mike. I don't want to, Hal. I don't want to be rerouted. But, Mike, this will save you time and aggravation. Would you like to be rerouted? Hal, I'm on the highway. It's not going to be anything. By the time I get to it, it will have been broken up. It might, Mike, but if it isn't, it's going to delay you. Hal, I'm staying the course. But this time, because I'd gone on the GW Bridge, I said, well, this would be another brilliant idea. Since I've made one mistake today going over the GW Bridge, perhaps I'll be rerouted to one of the ye old roads of Connecticut. Now, wait, I'm going to do it this way.
Okay.
I'm going to do it this way. This is exactly how I have to use my vocal processor in order to do this successfully, because this is something that I want to describe Route 95. Because would it be safe to say that 95 is the Mac Daddy of everything?
Yeah. I think it is actually the first superhighway that Mac was
Daddy,
in the United States.
And it is the road that actually connects the east, the north and the south. That's what it runs the east coast.
Notorious for running drugs.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From Miami all the way.
Oh, you live such a sheltered life.
Well, no, I always got my drugs direct. I didn't have to go to a mule, dude.
That's notorious.
So you have.
Notorious.
What you have is
Route 95.
And my nav put me onto the Merritt Parkway.
Don't you want to stay on Route 95?
No, come on over here to the Merritt Parkway. We're two lanes, and we've been around for a while.
Or actually, it would be Ye Olde, Connecticut. No, come over to the Merritt Parkway. It's fantastic.
No, stay on I-95.
No, come over here to the Merritt Parkway. Ye Olde, Connecticut-y, Ye Olde, shoppy, horsey, ride, blacksmithy.
No, stay on the modern 95 with all the traffic. Please, Mike, don't take the boat off this. Don't go a back road in Richie Rich, Greenwich, Connecticut, and get over to the
Merritt Parkway. Thank you very much. So I went to the Merritt Parkway.
Oh. Is the Merritt Parkway like scenic? Is it like the Connecticut equivalent of like Route 1 used
Absolutely.
To be?
It is gorgeous. It is, you drive through.
Not that Route 1 is gorgeous, mind you. It's just, it's an alternative.
The Merritt Parkway is a million years old, and it cuts through New Canaan, Greenwich, Martha Stewart land, David Letterman land. It's the richy rich towns. You don't see any houses because it's just, it's got ivy and it's got stone. What it doesn't have are boats with trailers.
Yes.
So I got on the Merritt Parkway.
You see, there's a certain size of boat that you don't trail.
Also.
And those are the people that own them. They're called cruise ships.
I don't blame Mike, though, because a car that modern should have a variable, are you trailing anything? Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, to give you
but
those?
But, you know, Nav still sucks. No. You know, Nav will still put you on 66 outside of HOV.
You know what? I can't believe that we haven't even mentioned this. How do you use your in-car Nav still?
What do you mean, how do I use it?
I mean, modern navigation on your smartphones is 10 times better than any built-in
exactly.
in-car Nav.
As you That's have- right. It is 10 times better because I'm an idiot. Why did I go over the GW Parkway? Because I'm 55 and I'm not with this. I don't get it.
Oh, Mike, you have never been more with it than you are right now.
I'm not tracking with you, Daddy-O. I don't know what you hip kids are doing out there. And you're right. I should use that. And like when you said Waze and I wanted to take my hand and reach through that phone and take your little Bolivian neck.
Yeah, as an outsider.
Homer Simpson, you wanted to Bart Simpson me?
As an outsider, it was really one of my favorite moments of the week when he said, are you using Waze? And Mike's answer, and I quote, is that still a thing?
Is that outfit still around?
Yeah, it's because, what, do apps go away? Do they expire?
Thank you for
yogurt.
Repeating that. I appreciate that. Could I be any more clueless?
No.
Now, just remember, I am fresh off the debacle that is the George Washington. I'm
Understood.
Practically shaking because of the stress.
You
I
handled
am
it
going,
wonderfully on the air.
Like that, and it says, take the mayor. And I'm like, then I see. And I remember, I get on it, and you see, no trucks. You see, no trucks. And it's in big, big letters on the exit ramp. I'm like, no trucks. I don't have a truck. Mm. I've got a boat that I'm trailing.
You bet your ass no trucks. Yeah. That's the last thing I want to see.
Merit.
This is
getting
boat. On the Merit. Yeah, I'm going
I remember,
to-
I say to Carla, I'm like, oh, the Merit, man, this is the easy road. Okay, this is going to be wonderful.
He's going to earn a Merit badge.
And I'm trailing it along, and all of a sudden I see no trucks, bridge too low. And I said, too low? No. That's for big, big, big monster trucks on the big old monster truck. My little 19-foot bridge won't be a problema.
That's the height of your boat, 19 feet.
No, the height of the bridge.
The height of the bridge, okay.
I don't know what the height of the boat is.
Of course not.
I got no effing clue what the height of my load
that's
is.
That's important.
Oh, you know, Mike, we know Mike loves
did
to
you,
gamble.
Did you go on any covered bridges? Did you go under any
No,
those?
Not that
not
ye
in,
old. It's not,
not
that.
Iowa.
We're not out in Vermont making butter, for
Actually,
Christ's
what
sake.
Happened is the nav system took him through Madison County.
Yeah. Did you go any? That's his. Did you go any other covered bridges with horses? Anyway, that's.
I don't know if it's not Glover Park. It's not amazing. I don't know it.
The clearance.
So
I
see no trucks on the exit ramp. I don't think about it. I see bridge low for trucks, and I begin to think about it. I'm like, okay, and I'm actually eyeballing this old granite bridge that's going over the Merritt Parkway, and I'm saying, and what I did was. I actually put the boat in the center line between the two lanes because that was the highest peak
of
the bridge.
Arch.
Yeah, because I'm thinking about it. And at this point, I'm saying, you know, I think I over... This is in my mind. I'm serious. This is how
Dealer's showing an ace and Mike bought insurance.
I said to myself, yeah, that's for trucks. I mean, we made it with... I didn't even hear a click. So I go under the bridge and I said, this...
I didn't hear a click.
This will be fine.
Do you
this
go slow?
No.
Sped up.
No.
Speed up so you can get through the bridge faster.
I'm going 60. I'm going 60, 65.
Jesus.
And I said, okay, this should be fine.
Hazards on?
So, no. I'm driving on. There's not a lot of traffic out there. And we're cruising along. And all of a sudden I hear, I'm driving along at 60. This is 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, sometime like that. And I hear beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. And I'm coming, and a little Jeep Wrangler pulls up next to me like this, and he's going like this. Now, because that's happened a couple of times, it happened one time when there was a loose cushion.
Did he recognize you?
No.
I love the podcast.
Thank you. Keep listening. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. Attaboy. Good job. Thank you. And he's waving, and I'm like, and instead of being like, thank you, good Samaritan,
sure.
My reaction, I swear to God, this is my reaction. No. I'm driving with the window rolled. I'm like, and I roll it down, and he goes, I'm like, I can't hear you. He goes, I say, what is it? And I finally, I lean over to the left a little bit, and he says, you're not supposed to be on here. You need to get off.
Wow. God.
And I'm like, oh. Well, excuse me. I'm so stupid. I am so stressed out. I'm not even processing that this guy is doing
He's
me a solid.
He's trying to help you.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh, who's he? Yeah, okay. All right, judge.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Here he is, king of the road.
He's put it in my head that, but I, because I'm an idiot, I'm taking it this way. I'm saying, maybe he's doing me a solid, but also maybe he's being Mr. Policeman.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm soiling
citizen's arrest.
His new Canaan little highway that he doesn't want my little stinky stink pot boat on there. And so I said, all right, but I'll get off at the next exit. Mm. It was only after that that we go into the smartphone that Oscar likes so much to find out the Merritt Parkway, no trucks, buses, trailers of any kind.
Oh, none of any kind.
Yeah, so I was breaking the law.
It's probably also not safe.
It's probably also not safe at all.
And, it's also not safe to go through a tunnel in the middle. I know this. I've but watched a lot of cartoons.
There's an issue.
All I know is I put detour into... What happened there, pal?
Yeah, you just...
Sorry, I hit the wrong...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not a customer of the board.
How many years?
When I watch him this closely with his fingers, I would say, this is just a tip from me to you. Your cooking is wonderful, but you might want to slow down on the alcohol.
Charming.
Oh, it's that time. Perfect time for a break, Shakes. All right, we'll take a break. I'm at the Merritt Parkway.
And you're not supposed to have trailers on it.
And you're not supposed to have trailers, and we go through a detour. I know this is a long story, but I got to get to the last part of this, and then we'll come back with the Michael Merritt Show.
She gets hungry for dinner at 8.
Oh, there's no camera here. Anyway, sorry about that, you streamers. There are no cameras. Maybe someday we're going to have cameras up the street, right?
You will.
Yeah.
I will. Very good. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Vistaprint. You know, we talk about our business cards at Vistaprint. The Michael Merritt Show crew probably more surprised than ever that, and I'm not trying to blow us up to be bigger than we are, but we are getting recognized on this particular trip more than we have. And when you're covering 1,700 miles, that's pretty cool. I have my lovely bride carry all of my Vistaprint cards along in her little Percy purse, and we hand them out to everybody that wants to listen. Vistaprint can give you business cards at a deal that is still the best out there. Listen to this. For our listeners, 250 high-quality premium cards for just $10. Shipping is included. We've all designed cards at Vistaprint. It's easy and totally customizable. If you can imagine it, Vistaprint can put it on a card. I love Vistaprint. I love their product. I love their timely delivery. I love the fact that you can be so creative on their dime. You can do it on their website and come up with a unique and totally you business card. Any card, anything, with ease. Even upgrade your paper stock and print on both sides. Whatever you want, choose a style, add pictures, customize your font. Designing is fun and limitless. Remember this deal, 250 premium cards, only $10 with shipping. And at HS Cards, check out all the marketing products. It's the absolute best. Go to Vistaprint.com and put our promo code TMOS in the cart when you check it out to get this offer. When you check out, rather. That's 250 cards for only $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and remember to put our promo code TMOS in the card with you. All right, let me wrap this up. But
okay.
I get off the Merritt and I put Detour into my aging navigation system. And the Detour takes me back into the state of New York.
Oh, no.
And I go to 687.
You've done the drive a lot. In your mind, is there a smarter detour, or is that sort of unavoidable?
Let me just put it this way. It probably is a smarter detour, but where I was going and what I'd been through, I'm like, okay, take me into mid-state New York.
You're not going to argue it.
Take me into the Waterbury area of Connecticut, and then it was up to New England. And once I got through Hartford, Connecticut, life was good. It was really relaxed, and I was able to make it up here. And the trip up to New England was very smooth, very, very uneventful. And got up here probably at about 1:30 in the afternoon and waited for all you guys, including the man who I refer to, as Rob will tell you, as Mr. McZipalix.
Yes.
Mr. McZipalix and the magic of the latest rent-a-car fad. Because Rob Spiewak rented a car.
Yes.
Flew into Portland the traditional way. Got a great rate.
And Mike, when you go old-fashioned, it costs you. It costs you time, and it costs you nearly $100 to rent a car for a week.
So Rob came up here, and with a minor, once again, a navigational faux pas, he overshot the runway, but he made it here about 8:30 at night.
When I called you guys, I was within about 4 miles of the house.
Right.
But I was within 4 miles of the house for an hour because I just kept going up and down the road that was the wrong road. And then I had the pleasure of calling you, and you passed me off to Kathy. your sister. And I realize that for people that have been coming up here for 50 years, you can walk with your eyes shut and get anywhere, but you don't know the names of any roads.
We don't.
This is what I heard. Is it east? Is it east side? What is that road? What is
no
that?
One knows.
Is it east? I don't know.
No one knows. And when you live in an area this long, you don't. You don't even process it. We don't think of road names.
No.
Take a right. You know, take a right here. Take a left there. So you finally made it in. And then Oscar was scheduled to a touchdown at 10:15 at night on Saturday.
Right.
And then
in Bangor, which is like an hour away, right?
And early on, you had been discussing the fact that you had some sort of new technology, a new app for this rental car.
A disruptor to the rental car business.
And this is not...
so single-handedly, you and this website, you're bringing down Hertz, you're bringing down Avis.
That was the big plan.
Mm.
Unfortunately, it didn't work out for me.
I hope they're still around when I have to return.
This is not Uber, right? This
is not Uber. It was called
Uber is established and successful in most major cities.
Yeah. Uber is my favorite character on In the Andy Griffith Show, too.
Hey, Andy.
Hello, Uber. That was the people don't realize that he was written out of the after the pilot. Uber was, you know, everybody knows if you are a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, you know Goober. Uber was actually equally dimwitted, but of German extraction. And the thing that was interesting about this is I loved it in the pilot. And
sure.
I'm old enough, you know, I'm one of the few people that's long enough in the tooth to remember the pilot.
Right.
Where it was so wonderful because you had, you know, young, beautiful, redheaded Ron Howard.
Yeah,
it was black and white, but he was a little redhead.
Wow. I didn't realize he was beautiful.
And you had Andy Griffith. And,
handsome.
And it was so funny because the scene is actually with young Opie and Andy Griffith and Uber. And Andy Griffith comes in with his son in the back of the sheriff's car, and they drive into the gas station. And Uber comes out and says, "What's going on there, Andy?" And it's like, well, Uber, we'd like to fill up with gas.
"We doesn't have no gas, Andy."
And they actually wrote him out of the script.
He landed on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, there was actually they didn't do that that extra scene that where he was going to bang Aunt B.
That's right, at the White Power meeting.
"This is was his Aunt B." "This is for his Aunt B on the table, we will do it right in the flour for your biscuits, Aunt B."
Remember what he did to her with the pickle?
Oh, that was so disgusting.
Clara Edwards' pickle?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
So, horrible. Relay Rides is what I was going to use.
Oh, Relay Rides?
Yes,
it's not Uber.
It okay. Booked it months ago. Months ago had, and basically it's individuals renting their own car, local individuals renting their own car to people coming in town.
Okay, you know what that says immediately to me when I hear it on the server? That's like Craigslist. With a component from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, but you're insured up to $1 million ways.
Well, yeah, but you're going to die. You're not going to be able to spend the money.
You're also insured that he'll put a piece of PVC pipe in the hole where he's going to be keeping you. You know, so you have to see. This is you're fearless, you young people. You don't mind going to these strangers.
Oh, my hip douchebags come armed with courage.
Right.
Their courage is their strength.
Let me see if I've got this straight. You contact an individual.
Through the app.
Who may have two cars.
He is booked.
Any number of cars.
He booked our one car. He booked it. He was good to go.
No, but my point is, this
may
is
have
a
two
person
cars.
That
yeah,
may
he
have
may
two
have...
cars, and he wants to make a little money
a little
with
extra
his,
income on
his
the side.
Extra car.
Yes.
You don't know the vehicle history. You don't
good
know.
Good points.
You don't know, but also the interaction, you know?
Well, his driving record is certified, and... in order to be accepted into the Relay Rides program, you're supposed to be accredited, right?
And obviously it's a stringent program because the guy backed out 8 minutes before he was to pick the car up. So
I can hear the detectives talking to the guy. You know, did you rent your car to these people? Was she a big old fat person? it's just what I'm saying is
it's scary.
Take the money out.
Yes.
It scares me. You're doing this for financial reasons.
It was supposed to be a little cheaper in the long run, right?
But when we compared numbers, it was more expensive.
Okay, let's do that right now because I want to know how much did you pay for your rental car for the week?
For the week, $138.
Great deal.
Yeah.
Beautiful Ford Escape SUV.
Lots of great.
Brand new. Smells like has a new car
and
smell.
Bells and whistles. Yeah, like 4,000
really,
miles.
Really, and the whole week, same amount of time he's going to do.
Exactly. Actually,
what was,
more than he did.
What was going to be your rate
for
on
an SUV? It was going to be around $250.
So you're now paying more than you would if you got, and you're
Rob
flying into an airport.
Rob got the sweetheart deal. Well, he's good to go.
But why did he get the sweetheart? You're our business guy. You plan things
for
us.
In my defense, and I would never do this, but I'm going to.
All right, good.
This is the one task I gave my girlfriend.
He'd never do
that. He'd never do it.
The one
Look,
task.
Look, Mike, he's in misery right now he never wants to do this.
He
would never throw his
You
girl
take care
under
of
the
rental car. I've booked the flights. Everything has been done. Mm. You take care of this.
How does the eagle feel about that? Let's ask him. How's the eagle feel about all this? Okay, he doesn't like it at all.
The eagle is coming down to snatch up that credit card.
We have the story of the eagle because we have to name him.
She brokered the deal, and then when the deal fell through, she brokered the wrong rental car spot.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Mm.
Because I said, just figure it out. And I looked.
So did she get this relay rides thing for you?
Well, yeah, she had booked it.
Is this totally her fault?
I would say it's her fault. 100%.
So
she was actually, when we got off the plane, she was mortified.
She was thinking.
Wasn't she mortified?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, because she was of the thinking, car.
Wait, I
want to
find out. Shannon found this relay rides?
No, I mentioned it to her. She
okay,
no,
you
but
cannot
she,
get off the
No,
hook
but she
for that.
Investigated it and said everything's taken care of. It's booked.
Yeah, but
right?
You know what? She booked it because she thought it's what you wanted. She
no,
would not have gone.
No, no,
she
I
wouldn't
said,
have gone there on
no,
her
no,
own.
No, I said compare the prices, get the best rate. I don't know if this is a better rate or not. Compare the prices. And she went on and looked for the price. She says, you know what? We'd save $100 if we did relay rides. Now, I don't know which website Rob went to, probably enterprise.com or budget, whatever
but
it was.
But I did it next. I did it sitting next to your girlfriend.
Yes.
I did it with her and we got the same.
Hey!
I mean, I did the search. Stop
Things
it.
Are crazy up here.
Yeah. Calm down. Calm down.
Sharing.
I did the search right next to her and we got the same rate.
Yeah, but
roughly.
On one website, right?
Right.
So this is what happens. And I promise I wouldn't say anything, but I'm going to say it now.
His promise is worth their weight in lead.
So we land at Bangor International Airport.
Right.
Right? The flight is bliss.
You need the music thing. The pulse of the city.
It's 2 hours, and I said, you know, I really feel bad for Mayor Ford here that had to come pick us up.
Would anybody like to hear when they came off the gate at Bangor International Airport?
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. Not a vending machine in sight. No.
How many powerful world politicians were waiting at the international airport to fly all around the world?
I am really glad that they are flying to Bangor again. I think it's fantastic, but there's nobody up there, right? I mean, it's
crazy.
Is it like a 3-gate airport?
There
it's very small.
One taxi kept on asking us, you need a ride? You need a ride? There's one taxi for the entire airport.
And you know what? It turned out the guy in the taxi was the guy from the rideshare program.
So relay rides,
relay rides is
person to person.
Peer to peer.
Guy's got an extra car and he wants to make some money.
Yes.
And, you know, you apparently hook
sure
up
do,
with
sure do need some money.
The Bangor main guy that really wasn't sold on relay rides that he wants to let anybody even use his car. But he's greedy enough where he wants to see what he
wants.
Well,
that option.
Was that the impression
also,
you got at the end of
I
the
saw
day?
Some Facebook posts quickly that that said that apparently this guy may work for the rental car place. And it's kind of a ruse where you book through relay rides and at the last minute you cancel, so you have to go to the rental car place and pay a higher rate.
So it's a gimmick?
It may be a gimmick.
Take us through what the guy
certified.
Did. How did it start? When did you start
Thursday,
realizing it was hinky?
I was confirming and he gave me a one word answer on email. And
How did it go?
I said
jerk.
Hey,
that was the one word.
We're coming in on Saturday. Just want to confirm everything's good to go. And he said yes. Just a yes. And I was like, well, this is not a man that really is being thorough with his business transactions.
So that was your red flag.
Yes.
That was your red flag.
So I wrote back and I said, hey, we tried to call your cell phone. Cell phone isn't working. He goes, oh, I got a new cell phone number. So cell phone number's not working.
And he didn't tell you.
He had lost his cell phone.
And he didn't tell you he had a new one.
No. And by the way, when you lose your cell phone, you don't lose your number. You just get a new
cell phone,
right?
True. True enough.
The math isn't adding up.
Unless, Oscar, you're trying to duck out from people. Like maybe, you know, you might not be his only creditor that he's ducking.
Probably.
Wow.
And then at the last minute, you saw the app give you a notification. Oh, sorry, your relay ride has been canceled because the vehicle that you're supposed to rent is no longer operable. So operable. And he says...
Operable.
And he says... And so what you go on relay rides, they're like, oh, sorry for the inconvenience. We'll give you a $30 credit. A $30 credit? $30 credit? It's Friday. We're flying in tomorrow.
Did you make any effort? How soon before you took off did you find out that you were hosed on the rental car?
I would say maybe 36 hours.
Okay. So,
maybe that.
So 36 hours you knew. So when did you let us know that you were going to need a ride from the airport?
I let Rob know at the event.
on Thursday, and I said, I got a 90% chance this guy's hosed us.
Right, right.
And then,
yeah, I remember you were talking
about
that.
Because we booked
a
second relay ride right afterwards, because there's like five of them on.
Oh, and you got hosed again.
Got hosed again.
Was it the same guy?
I don't know. It was a different person, according to the site.
All right. So you didn't know. So when, as far as
so
the last minute when it turned
out. We had to book a rent-a-car, real rent-a-car, which, by the way, we're just getting today, Monday. We got in on Saturday.
It's going to be great.
It's
going to
be horrible. And we knew that we were boned is Saturday morning. Saturday morning.
So he was going to pick you, intern Robert.
Some cash was slid, and he was kind enough to pick us up. Appreciate
did he give you
that.
Money?
Yeah.
How much did he give
you? Yeah.
Yeah.
How much money did he give you?
Enough.
You smoke a lot of pot, Robert.
No comment.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Is he?
Yeah. I don't think he's got the hookah e-cigarette. What do you think he does with his life?
I don't think he's had any up here.
He looks high right now.
Are you blazed right now?
Oh, no,
did you wake and bake? How dare you?
Wake and bake. I think after a while, though, don't they just sort of carry it with them?
So let me set the scene before we get to break here.
We'll have to do that on the round table tomorrow. We have yet to have our Robert round table.
And he needs to be certified if he's going to host the game show.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going down the escalator, and I'm like, oh, man, I feel so bad for the mayor for picking us up, right? Because he's driving. You guys are having a nice dinner. He's got to leave dinner
and
head out. And she's like, yeah. She goes, I can't believe that these rent-a-car places aren't open this late on Saturday. Like, people are getting off planes. Don't they want the business? And I said, yeah, I don't understand. I was like, I know this is Maine, but this is supposed to be an international. A big jet brought us in. Not even a prop plane, right? A jet brought us in.
Big jet airplane.
It wasn't a big jet.
No, but it was bigger than I was anticipating.
It's a regional jet.
Yes.
It's got jet service. Well, it is 2014.
I was shocked.
I bet it was a Canadair.
Yeah, or a Brazil. What's that one? Embraer.
That's another good one.
Embraer.
Was it two-seat, aisle two-seat?
Yes.
Okay, I know the one you mean.
What I love about the Brazilian jet, the Embraer, when you land on that, the pilot goes, go! Go!
The Brazilian jet has no hair at all.
We land, and we're going down the escalator, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, wow. I said, you know what's weird about what we just talked about is that there's Avis, Alamo, Budget, and like three other rent-a-car, and they're buzzing with people going to pick up vehicles.
There are people there.
They're open.
They're open. Lights are on. A power plant is pushing electricity into these places.
So you could have probably gotten a rental car.
Probably. 100%.
Well, let me ask you this. But he's already here.
Yes.
So but how did this loophole happen?
Because I put the wrong person in charge.
Oh, no. He's throwing her under the bus again.
Wow. The bus is backing up.
Her face fell. And she said, I did a search for Enterprise in Bangor, Maine.
Was that the only one she looked for?
That's the only company she looked at.
Oh, my God. Rent a car, Bangor, Maine is what you do. You don't do one company.
Or go to the Bangor
website. I sat there and I said, you only price checked one company against relay rides? Why would you just, I mean, there's.
Did she ask Matt Bloom for advice?
I said you ponied. I said you ponied the situation.
She really bloomed it.
We're there.
You would have blown it.
He would have answered it by going, "Not that there is. How many rental car companies are out there? Did you check the rental car? Well, I looked. No.
To be fair, I've never really booked my own rental car.
And she was so embarrassed, and she said, I'm going to go rent a car now. I said, no, the mayor is two minutes away.
Yeah. Right.
I said, no. I was like, we can't, we're not going to put him through another hour of renting a car.
That would have been a hose. That would have been a hose.
Because like, he's got to wait for him for us to rent a car and then go down.
As jovial and jolly as he is, he wasn't thrilled about going.
Who would be?
He didn't say it, but it was written all over your face.
Well, you didn't want, it was the first night and you wanted to be a part of the fun.
Right, of course.
Yeah. And a fun drive, isn't it?
Nothing going on.
Well, Mike, it's dark. It's especially scenic at night.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason I called here.
Take it right up here.
Yeah. So after
take it right up here.
A quick pep talk. I said, look, let's do a little recon here. What mistakes did you make? Because I like people learn from their mistakes.
This is the way to start a vacation.
And right. I said, what have we learned from this? And then she answered correctly in the affirmative.
Oh, God.
And
I've witnessed this. He does do this to her. She's going to be, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's going to find like a letter opener in the middle of his chest cavity.
Yeah.
You know, and she's going to be standing over there.
No,
I really can't take it anymore.
No, what she would say is, I didn't make a mistake this time.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of
I got this one right.
All I wanted to do was take away the source of my pain.
No, no.
He bled out perfectly.
I believe you have to learn and evaluate your mistakes so they don't happen again.
She seems very happy.
Oh, she's really happy.
Yes, yeah, she seems very happy, mm-hmm. and I don't understand quite why. So relay rides, you would not be endorsing that particular.
No.
That is one, you know, when we do this, incidentally, we always take a chance because as far as the Mike O'Mara show is concerned, everyone's a potential advertiser. That's right.
You know what? Maybe in big cities it's better.
No, we don't need. We're not breaking yet. Don't worry. We're cool. Yeah. Did you think I was indicating you to break?
Well, normally
just making really lovely eye contact with you.
And when you do a big punchline like that, sometimes
it was really. You've done it twice now. You're going back to that habit again. You know, I wanted to go about 5 more minutes on the soccer
fine.
Bit.
You
know, that's what
fine.
I wanted to do. But that's okay. So, are you done with this? Is this pretty much it?
It's obvious to me that
she's
okay.
done everything. She's actually left already. They came to pick her up.
Right.
And she went to go pick up the car.
Hey, and then what's that slug line they have for Enterprise Rent-A-Car?
We'll pick you up.
We'll pick you up. That's what they did. But, you know, you would have been fine without. We were getting along pretty well here.
I thought about that. And then I just said, look, to have her cancel the car now, it would have been a big thing.
Do you know what kind of car you're getting?
Probably a little bug, like a little smallest car they offer.
72 Nova.
I said, hey, did you get an upgrade? Like, I was like, take my card, we get upgrades. She goes,
right.
No. She goes, all they had were the compact economies. And I said, okay.
But you know what? For them, it's okay. They're little people.
And Rob's car is so sweet.
Your car is awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrific.
Brand new.
Well, everybody made it up
American.
Here. Everybody is
gorgeous.
Safe. And we've had some significant experiences, including Oscar's drone and let's go fly a kite. You're going to have to hear all these things tomorrow on the show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing?
Have you ever loved something enough to call yourself a fan? OmeraCast is a show just for you. Each and every week, Steve and I will be talking about the shows across More Broadcasting. We'll bring a fan just like you on the show to talk about the clips from The Mike O'Mara Show, Robin Joe, Cake and Cookies, Tech 411. Because we're fans, we relate, and we get it. Join us on OmeraCast every Monday. Download it from iTunes, Stitcher, or MikeO'MaraShow.com. OmeraCast, part of the More Broadcasting Network. There's
no exception. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show.
I listen every week.
Everyone here at The Mike O'Mara Show is proud. So proud.
Proud, proud, proud.
To announce the publication of our new book, Open Mic, is the true story of The Mike O'Mara Show and how it evolved from terrestrial radio to the popular podcast that you're listening to right now. We're going to be at right now. We're going to actually be out doing another meet and greet Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock at Jetty's.
Jetty's Pub over in Bar Harbor, Maine. And, you know, this will be the furthest north that we've ever done a meet and greet. And if you know anybody that's vacationing up here or anywhere in New England and they want to make the drive and, you know, come 7 hours up to Bar Harbor, if we get 4 people...
Yes.
I will consider it to be. I will consider it a triumph.
Are we allowed to count Rob Ford?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to be there celebrating Open Mic, and it's available in paperback or for your Kindle at Amazon.com. The book is a tale of reinvention. We love the book. We think you will, too. Order now, and we will talk to you. You want to talk about the book sometime? Give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us drop us a line. Open Mic is available at Amazon in paperback and for your Kindle. Please buy one of each, and thanks for keeping us on the bestseller list at Amazon. We are thrilled with that, and you know, I just don't understand how I signed that contract with Michael Kelly that resulted in us getting no money for that book.
What did I tell you, Mike? The exposure is good.
Yeah, he should have gotten about a buck a book.
Oh my God.
That's really the way I'm looking at it, you know?
Let me ask you.
I'm coming to get you, Baldy.
Oh, hey,
right, yes.
Baldymore.
Right.
I just thought about this, and you let me know if it's a decent idea. When we all get back to, you get back to Florida, we get back to D.C., would you consider doing a mailbag dedicated to the book? People might have questions, or maybe a bonus show dedicated to the book where people have questions about the book.
Oh, you mean just to talk with people about the book and, you know, interact with people online? Oh, no. No, not at all. Yes, of course. Yes, of course I will.
Just a thought.
I like
the Mike O'Mara Show now.
Maybe you can sleep on it, maybe.
A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be
loving during
your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Transformers Age of Extinction is ruling the box office. Have you seen it yet?
No. Is there a movie theater around here?
You know what? There
is. In Ellsworth.
Ellsworth, cool. And I might take Robert this week.
I'll go with you.
We go on a date?
Yeah.
I might go, but I reserve the right to walk out. The fourth installment in filmmaker Michael Bay's Morphing Robot series earned $100 million. No, I will not even be going. So it made $100 million in North America during its opening weekend, making it the biggest debut for a movie this year. And studio estimates say that they're also Age of Extinction also earned $201.3 million from 37 international territories, specifically making $90 million in China.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's right. It was partially filmed and co-produced by partners like the state-owned China Film Group. And the China Movie Channel. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I was filming. Do you take the China Movie Channel?
Yeah, I get it every week.
It's great.
Hong Kong.
After Shia LaBeouf was arrested at a performance of the Broadway musical Cabaret this week.
Fabulous show.
He was sent a present. You're going to love this, Rob.
Okay.
Scott Gorenstein, a rep for Liza Minnelli, told E! News. Now, listen, I've never met Scott Gorenstein. I don't know Scott Gorenstein. Scott Gorenstein is not a friend of mine.
Not yet.
So please understand, for all of our friends that are in the life, I am not doing this for any other reason than a silly little voice.
Voices
and I just
great.
Assume that if someone was a rep for Liza Minnelli, that he might be in the life. So I could be totally wrong. Have
right.
I covered my ass?
I believe so.
May I read the news story now the way
yes.
I want to
sure,
do it?
Sure.
Scott Gorenstein, a rep for Liza Minnelli, told E! News on Sunday that he mailed a DVD of the 1972 movie Cabaret to LaBeouf.
God.
Would you like his quote?
Please.
I figured he may want to find out how it ends.
He's
That's
clever.
What Gorenstein said.
You know what? Liza thinks she's the smartest person in the world for coming up with that. Send him a DVD, darling.
Say he might want to find out how it ends.
Where are the pills?
Thank you.
Minnelli won an Oscar for playing Sally Bowles. I'd like to. And incidentally, when you're reading this story, all you young newscasters, pronounce it the way it should be pronounced.
Yes.
She won an Oscar for playing Sally Bowles
right.
in the film.
Remember how irritable she was in the movie?
She was.
Yes. She won an Oscar for playing Sally Colitis in the film. LaBeouf, who's been dealing with personal turmoil over the past few months, you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
He hasn't commented about the gift or his arrest. The actor was accused, if you have your head in your sand, he was accused of disrupting a Thursday performance of Cabaret in the same theater that you and I went to see it in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where
Studio 54.
We saw Brooke Shields,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the old Studio 54.
And that's an intimate little room, and apparently he was slapping people on the ass. He was smoking cigarettes.
Mike, have we lost?
Douche.
Have we lost Joel Grey?
No, I think he's still with us.
Is he with us?
I don't know. We've still got Jennifer.
Yes, of course. God bless her heart.
And I think she recently had plastic surgery again.
Again?
Yeah,
what?
Feed a family of three with that nose.
Meshach Taylor, best known for his role as the assistant in Designing Women, has died. He was 67. The mannequin actor, who was in hospice care after a long battle with cancer.
Oh, man.
He didn't need to play that music.
This is his theme song.
I know.
Surrounded by his wife, children, and mother when he died at his Altadena, California home. That's a shame. He was funny on that show.
He was. And also, you know, I really hate this. They always come to me on Facebook. I mentioned him a week and a half ago.
Mm.
And so this one is on me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Mm. Way to go, killer.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to use my powers for good. Sometimes I blow it.
Oh, God. My home state. Yes, my home state. The Miss Florida pageant crowned the wrong winner last Saturday.
What? Was she ugly?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. It was a vote counting error and...
Oh, my God.
They had to make an embarrassing switcheroo.
The old switcheroo.
The pageant initially crowned Elizabeth Fechtel as its winner, and she basked in the glory for all of 5 days.
Oh, dear.
And that's until a pageant official arrived at her house to inform her. How'd you like to be that guy? To inform her that first runner-up Victoria Cowan is getting the crown instead.
How would that happen? Isn't there somebody like Ernst & Young that accounts for this?
Would you like to know how it happened?
Sure.
Pageant officials told the Fechtels that one judge changed his mind about the winner and drew lines on his ballot to reverse the vote. The switch got overlooked initially, but an independent audit confirmed that Cowan was the rightful winner.
Mm.
You know that tiara? We're going to need it back.
She's probably all over Facebook, done interviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what an honor.
You want to know how you handle this? And I'm proud this lady's from Florida.
Yeah.
Fechtel called to congratulate her friend.
That's cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah. And then back to the meth lab.
You know, That's not nice.
That's, you know what?
Because she's doing the right thing here, and I don't want to throw her under the bus.
It was really good meth, to be
she,
fair.
She also had to hand over thousands of dollars in scholarship
Isn't
money.
Isn't that hinky, though? First of all, the pageant made the mistake. They should pay for both of them to go to college.
1,000%.
Right? That's true. That's
they should have done that.
Start that move. Here's the story. Start that groundswell. You okay. start the
you
know, website
I'll take care
right
of it.
Now.
As soon as
you
get the rail car. How about this? Ford, when you're done licking Mike's balls, why don't you...
Why
don't you get a Facebook page going and a Twitter handle?
Look at what you've done.
I apologize.
What a horrible thing you've done.
Sorry. He caught me.
It was a combination of that and calling him Ford.
You know what? That's
may
it.
Be.
That's it.
It. Ford.
Ford. Built Ford,
Ford
tough.
You're Ford.
You're Ford.
I like it.
You're Ford. And he is so high. Yep. Look at him right now. Yep. This is Ford. He's going,
I like it.
I'll be Ford. Watching you, Ford.
Can you get Mr. O'Mara a paper towel?
Please,
we're
please,
fine
please,
anyway.
Please.
29-year-old Crystal Henderson and her 7-year-old stepson Oliver went to a KFC in Newcastle, England earlier this month and bought some chicken nuggets. Mm. And when Oliver went to bite into one, it wasn't chicken. KFC had accidentally deep fried a blue hand towel. and served it to her.
I like that you have the color.
Crystal says, quote, "The blue roll could have been used for anything. It could have bleach or disinfectant on it. Had someone wiped their hands on it? Had it been used to wipe the floor?" She complained, so KFC apologized and offered her, yes, a free meal.
Yeah, free more towels?
Those asses. She turned him down and said she's done with KFC forever. If this had happened in the U.S., there'd be definitely a lawsuit. But since it's England, doesn't look like she's suing. That's kind of classy. Mm.
Yeah,
I like
do you
that
think that when the English people go to a Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's what they think of as America?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All the American men have white goatees and string ties.
Well, it's quite simple. I'm never eating that any longer. They fried a bloody towel.
This taste of bleach, I will no longer give them my tuppence.
It's horrible. According to a new Rolling Stone readers poll, the worst movie of the year so far is the new Godzilla.
Boo.
This is why Bryan Cranston continues to distance
That's
himself
numero
from it.
Uno. Here are the top 10, the rest of it. Number 9, don't even know this one, never saw it. The Legend of Hercules, starring Keelan Lutz. Not to be confused with the upcoming Hercules movie starring The Rock. I didn't know there were two coming
out.
Neighbors with Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Or is it Efron?
Efron.
Number 7, the RoboCop remake. Number 6, Maleficent. Number 5, I, Frankenstein, starring Aaron Eckhart. Number 4, Noah. I was going to pay-per-view Noah. Never did. I'm glad I didn't. Yeah. Number 3, I'm glad this is...
Kevin McCarthy told us that Noah is not a documentary.
I remember when they threw him under the bus
right.
for that. Number 3 is A Million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane.
Yes.
Did you like that?
I loved it. It was a great movie.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was really
funny.
Great.
Now that we know that you're just a big pothead, I have no faith in anything.
Come on.
He went and saw it and then ate 8 bags of Cheetos.
That's right. Number 2, The Amazing Spider-Man, and then we mentioned before, Godzilla. Mm. The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Ah, okay.
I should make sure.
The Garfield one.
Yes.
And Transcendence. Did anybody ever see
that
one?
Didn't see that. I saw Neighbors. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, so who knows? That's that. And now a little something-something. We appreciate that this woman wanted to serve some other hillbilly justice to a spider that dared to enter her house. But next time, maybe just step on the spider or scoop it into a jar and set it free.
Always a winner.
34-year-old Jenny Griffith.
Jenny Griffith!
Hey, I'm Jenny Griffith. I'm so fun of Jenny Griffith. Thank
I bet
you.
She knows Uber.
Very good. She's from Hutchinson, Kansas.
Okay.
Well, she spotted a spider in her house around 1:30 a.m. on Friday and apparently decided to teach it a lesson. So she threw some towels on top of it and used her cigarette lighter to set him on fire.
Oh, no. Not good.
I love this. We're not sure if she managed to kill the spider in the process, but she did manage to set her house on fire. The fire department came and put the fire out before it spread too far, and Ginny was arrested for aggravated arson. That's a pretty serious charge, but she lives in a duplex, and there were people in the other half when she set the fire. Why did she try to set the spider on fire? You'd like to know the answer to that?
Please.
She didn't have any shells for her shotgun. Anyway, we'll take a break, come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vaults. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Is there a way, I mean, look, we've been doing these commercials for a long time. Is there any possible way that the good people at Sleep Number would, like, loan me one for the month?
Ooh.
Ooh, you know, we can ask.
Because I can't stand sleeping without it.
Can you put Shannon in charge of renting one?
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to be away from my sleep number for a month, and it's killing me already. It's really, like, killing me, like, I wake up in the middle of the night. Yeah. I hate it. I want my sleep number bed. I do. They've got something brand new I want to tell you about. It's Sleep IQ technology. That's technology that provides a simple and intuitive way to know better sleep. It's only available on Sleep Number beds. It's wonderful. Sensors work directly with their dual air technology. That's the part that helps you sleep comfortably. And it works inside the bed to automatically track how you're sleeping. So easy. Nothing to wear. Nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. My Sleep Number setting right now is non-existent because I'm away from my Sleep Number bed.
But when you're home,
it's an 80.
It's a beautiful 80.
Carlos is an 85. Remember, folks, there's only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara sent you. And we thank you in advance for that. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, June 30, 2014. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
I'm a pretty law-abiding guy.
Yes.
And so I don't have much to fear. This is a foreign concept, of course, to our pot-smoking friend over here. But it's different for me. And I still get nervous around cops, even if I have nothing to fear. Like these guys who have nothing to fear. Here's the situation. These are Idaho guys. And they just got paid, so they had a lot of money in their pocket.
Yes.
And they were in their car arguing loudly about the band Nickelback.
Mm.
So a cop walks by and thinks they don't say Nickelback, thinks they say Nickel Bag.
Ah.
And this is actual audio of them being harassed by the cop because he thinks they're drug dealers. They got thousands of dollars and they just screamed the word Nickel Bag.
I don't understand why we are being harassed like this. We didn't do anything wrong. What's his name?
Everybody gets out of your car. Okay, I watched him get out of your car. He walks away. He says, yeah, nickel sack for sure. You say something.
No, Nickelback. That guy was blaring Nickelback.
He said, no, he didn't.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, you also,
that's exactly what he said. I said, he's blaring Nickelback.
He said,
yes,
nickel
we
sack.
Can, we can literally go over there and stop him and ask which band he was listening to right now.
I heard him say nickel sack.
It was
and
Nickelback.
When I first started talking to him.
It escalates. They eventually pull a gun to get them out of the car. And it was just a merry mix-up. Everybody's okay. But you really...
That's funny. But you know what? If you're a cop, do you keep one... Are there two cops with them?
Yes.
Okay. You keep one cop with the car. You walk over to the guy's car and you say, were you playing Nickelback? He says, yeah, okay, bye.
Or you do whatever the F the cops tell you.
This is
really
true.
Ultimately,
you know
gotta
what?
Be
I would have been like, this is what happened.
You're right, Oscar. You're right. What am I thinking?
This is my pay stub.
Right.
This is where I got the cash. Or whatever. You want me to lay down on the ground? You can just search my car. Quick mix up and you guys can get on your way.
If you have nothing to hide,
yes.
always. And
just
if you do have something to hide,
yeah,
run.
How about you put your hands on the steering wheel and just answer each question without being a snot-nosed punk?
I'm just glad that wasn't Officer Mike, because that would be, excuse me, I heard you say Nickelback. No, I was a guy playing Nickelback. She's tough. Watch out for her. Very good.
CEO of Apple, is it Tim Cook?
Yes, it is.
Very awkward moment on CNBC.
Oh,
there's an anchor on CNBC named Simon Hobbs. And they were talking about movers and shakers in the homosexual community and homosexual leaders of companies.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
And this is a really savory moment if you like awkward moments, okay?
There are gay CEOs of major companies, and I reached out to many of them, and I have to say I got an extremely cool reception. Not one would allow to be named.
Well,
I
think Tim Cook is fairly open about the fact that he's gay at the head of Apple, isn't he?
No.
Oh dear, was that an error?
Wow.
I don't know. I thought
I think
not.
He just, yeah.
I think he's very open about
Times
it.
Fodder for a future column. To the fore in the recent story.
I don't want to comment about anybody who might or might not be, because I'm not going to out anybody, and I called a lot of people, and no one at any major company would allow their names to be used.
And the good news for him, if you're going to be outed, at least you're outed on CNBC. No
that.
One watches it.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's why they freak out.
Yeah.
Because of that reaction.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Why
that's
people.
But fine by me, but I didn't
had
know
no
that.
No idea. Not there's anything wrong.
And
with
the reason
that.
Why they were talking about it in general is the first time that Apple marched in the gay pride parade. Apple employees and Apple as a
out
corporation
in California.
In California.
Okay.
That's awesome. Because when Steve Jobs is CEO, they wouldn't let him do it.
You know, I just want to say this very briefly about that subject. Todd Moore has has a very active in the gay community, gay uncle.
Yes.
And Todd was posted on Facebook how much he supports and loves his uncle and his lifestyle choices, and he supports him. Todd, that is a very, very stand-up thing to do.
I
admire you, my friend, for doing that. That means you are a good-hearted person, and I think that's fantastic. And more people with family members who are gay that need them to do it, if you want them to do it, they ought to stand up and stand up for their family.
Do you ever watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Occasionally I do. It's too Jerry Seinfeld-y
for me. I think they're
hitting
the bottom of the barrel. Today we closed. Do you know who his guest is this week?
Who's that?
I'll give you a hint. He had the best 10 o'clock show on the strip.
George Wallace.
Here's George Wallace with Jerry Seinfeld.
Didn't see it.
The shorts have gotten so long. Another inch in its pants.
That's why my nephew with pants hanging off his ass said something to me. I wanted to kick his ass, but I didn't know where it was. I had no idea.
That's funny. To kick his ass, but I had no idea where it was. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. We are broadcasting live from Maine, and this coming Wednesday at 6 o'clock, we are going to be at Jetty's Pub right in the heart of beautiful, touristy Bar Harbor, Maine.
Beauty.
And we want you to come out and see us. If you know anybody that's vacationing in Maine, vacationing in Vermont, vacationing in New Hampshire, anybody that's in New England that's having a vacation, or if you live up here and you're a fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, come out to Jetty's Pub. That is this coming Wednesday. That is going to be July 1st?
2nd. July 2nd at 6 p.m. at Jetty's.
July 2nd, 6 p.m. at Jetty's. We will see you there. Come on up, and if you got a book, we'll sign it for you. That's it. We'll see you. We'll be back tomorrow with a roundtable about our intern, and we'll name our bald eagle that's living on our front porch. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Show's over. Remember to go to naturebox.com and order great-tasting, healthy snacks at 50% off. Snack smarter in the new year with healthy and delicious treats like French toast granola. Support this podcast and get 50% off your first order. Go to naturebox.com and use promo code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.